Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
You must hate that. You must absolutely hate what I just watched you do.
What's that?
He's taking his mask off, Laura, because Roquel just met the mailman at the door. And getting the mail here at the radio station used to be Scotty's joy, because the mail used to be giant mail, like, you know, crates of mail with, I don't know, 20, 30 CDs sent, sometimes in boxes, sometimes in packages, that Scotty could then tear into.
I used to get, back in the day,
all
my metal, all my local licks, everything sent out. Well, I did get a package for local licks.
Rip it open. I want to hear what it is. Because Scotty used to get like 20, and he used to open them and be all excited.
Oh, it's for my buddy Tony. It's a local local project that he's working on. But, I used to, in the day, now it's home.
Now, he had all of the mail for this entire building in one hand.
Mm-hmm.
In one hand.
I put a letter in Laura's pile, and I got the only package.
Everything is online now. Yeah. Bands submits, you know, MP3s. So getting the mail was like opening up a package for you. You know, they had new music inside.
Oh, it was exciting.
Always a big deal.
My ride home was always like, oh my, what am I going to listen to?
Oh my God, I got the new crowbar. Oh my God, Kelly Brown loves Crowbar.
New Orleans based?
Yes, they are. I pick them all the time for the for my football.
But I just watched him. He's almost like a dejected remembering the old days.
It sucks.
Yeah,
because you know, I know we need to change. Because if you don't, you gotta be with the times. But it's just some things sucks.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, the girls will go, Dad, you know, this new movie came out. Well, what, you know, what's it about? Oh, just look it up. And like, I used to like standing at the video store, holding the box.
Yeah.
Looking at, and you know what caught me first? Like anything to do with horror or sci-fi was the artwork.
Boobs, if they had boobs on the front cover.
If it was a horror movie, you knew somewhere on there was going to be a set of boobs falling out of a top. Somebody, a killer, and that's what used to catch your eye. Like, oh my God,
well,
this looks great.
Speaking of movies, let me ask you guys a question. Have any of you gone on demand through your cable outlet and ordered a first run movie, meaning you paid $20 to watch it from your home?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Yes.
Freaky.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Why then just rent it? Why do you want to pay $20?
Well, because I would go see. I only do that for the movies I want to. I would go see in the movie theater, and it's going to cost me at least $20.
Kelly,
just rent it.
It was our Christmas. It was our Christmas night.
No,
and
Kelly,
that's what it cost to rent.
Oh, I ain't rent it. I'm out.
I know that. That's why I kind of didn't really think you were even going to give me an answer.
The girls.
We got the Croods too.
Okay, cartoon, yeah, okay, yeah.
The girls, I had them Christmas night. Yeah. I wanted to get something that none of us had seen.
Right.
Something that we could all, not, you know, Nora was going to go, oh, I saw this, and say this, like, I didn't want, we all picked a movie,
and I
got it. And $20, we went out.
I'm not shelling it out for just every average movie. I wanted to see Kevin Costner, Let Him Go, and I wanted to see the Tom Hanks one, News of the World.
I would have paid probably to see the Kevin Costner movie. Looked good.
Not bad.
The other one looked okay.
Yeah. It was a serious movie. Way better than Tom Hanks's movie, by the way. And a reason I ask is because, you know, I don't know as though I enjoy it as much. Like, I it's different. I'm in my house. People are coming and going. I'm not in the theater. I miss the theater.
I justify the theater experience because you're going out, and I'd rather give them money than give the cable, whoever, or Netflix, another $20. I'd rather just give them the $3.
But you're giving the cable the $20, and the movie company's making money off it, too. It's the same thing. You're paying the theater channel, you're paying your cable company, and nowadays, you don't want to see a movie. You're not going to go to the theaters. People aren't going to the theaters. Very few. if the theaters are even open anymore, depending upon where you live.
We've gone to the theaters now since.
Yeah, go ahead.
And we've also paid full price here at home, and I don't mind it. If you know what? We can't go to the theaters because I'll look and I'll be like, okay, there's already seven people in there. I'd rather not go. But if it's empty, like a half an hour before we leave the house, I'll be like, okay, kids, let's go.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
I wouldn't feel bad going to a theater.
But somebody came over my house the other day and he goes, wow, so you're the one that shops at Redbox? He goes, I can't believe those things are still around. And I was like, I thought Redbox. He goes, who needs Redbox anymore? I'm like, I still go and get movies at Redbox. Right. He's like, that's so old school. Mm-hmm.
We get two movies a month from Redbox.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Netflix. We have Amazon Prime now, but we still get them in, and I get excited.
I don't think I've watched a DVD in forever. But same whatever. Way. Yeah. All right. I just found it. I watched this. I was so excited. All the theater. It's an epic movie making landmark. Tom Hanks in News of the World. Yeah, not really. Not really on any of those counts. It wasn't an epic anything, and it wasn't a landmark movie. It's okay, but it's not the way they drummed it up to be, which is not a shock, I guess.
But you have to realize that when you go on your menu and you look, and there's a brand new movie that is, it's been out for less than a month, I'm going to pay $20.
Yeah.
We already got Chinese food. I was drinking beer. I was relaxing. It was very relaxing.
Yeah.
And I got the movie. Didn't even hesitate.
All right,
of course, one time I accidentally hit buy now. So if anybody is looking for the last Maze Runner movie, you're more than welcome to come over and watch it. I was in a hurry.
Don't hit mine now.
I hit it, and then they go, Dad, you bought it.
It's part of your collection
now. Oh, my God. And I'm like, oh.
Crazy.
Yeah, I knew that.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's Tuesday, seems like a Monday, and this today, let's just review the show we just finished a little while ago. It's now about a half an hour after the show. And I don't know about you guys. I'm freaking exhausted. Shows that aren't easy. And today was not an easy show to do. Right?
With all the problems?
Right. I mean, I'm not alone in
yes.
that. Right?
You were having problems here where they're cutting off the first few seconds of our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, at first they're like, it's something that you did. And I'm like, I commended the same thing I always did, but did something happen? And you're trying to be polite at the same time, you know, hey guys, none of our podcasts are up and, you know, we'd like to have them up today.
Yeah, right. And we had an issue where we got taken off the air with our affiliates for a couple minutes, and that we had to deal with that. And we didn't have phones through the entire show. And it's really difficult to do a show like ours. It's a talk show. You guys are as big a part of it as we are. And without the phones, there's a lot of pressure there. And, you know, if I could just pull back the curtain just for a little bit. Just pull back the curtain so you can experience life from, let me explain what happens when the show goes south. Through no fault of anybody's.
No.
Right? Nobody's fault. The temperature goes up in the room. Pretty much. Mm. Right?
Yep.
Just in general. Because we all like things a certain way. When they're not going that way, it's a bit of an adjustment. Kelly probably feels it less than any of us.
I would say you're right. I witness it.
Yeah, right.
I did get my ears almost blown off, Roadkill and I.
Mm-hmm.
When we came back and all of a sudden you turned the music on inside the studio and boom!
Yeah, yeah.
Tremendously loud.
Do you know why that is?
My favorite is,
I'm doing the best I can!
I had to take off my headphones.
Nobody. In this room was questioning whether you were doing the best you could. Just saying,
we
that
knew.
Scared the S out of me.
Yeah, I know. And
I had my headphones on, and I felt like, holy blown out eardrums.
Right.
My headphones were screaming.
All right, well, let me explain to you. This will be backstage stuff. You know, what do they call it? Inside baseball. Okay, this is kind of the inside baseball secrets. Here's what I use over here, volume controls, are different than your average volume control, okay? There's no stop.
Okay.
Like you could spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin.
Mine stops.
Mine doesn't.
Okay.
But so you don't know where you are. Like on the average volume control, and it's my biggest bitch with this piece of equipment, is that there's no 7. You know if you go to 7, it's really loud, and it doesn't go past 10. This one just spins. There's no stopping. So that's how that happens.
In this many years of doing it, why can't he put in a knob with a stopper?
I don't know, Laura. I don't know. I don't know. You can ask them. Feel free to ask them.
Have you ever put in a ticket for that one?
No, I haven't. Because it's not a malfunction. It's the way the board was made.
See, I wonder if you'll...
It's the way the board was made. So when that happens, it's because I turn up the cue speaker to hear Laura, and then she's one volume, and everything else is a different volume.
Boom, boom.
So it's almost impossible to navigate. And when that happens, you guys, you get pissed. You're looking at me like, I don't do it. I know you know I don't do it on purpose, but, you know.
It's jarring.
Who has a volume knob with no friggin' stop? It's crazy. What's a bad show like for you, Scotty? Tell me, what is it like for you? Well, like, what makes it a bad show? Because every once in a while, we have bad shows. The key is, as we always say, we don't have two in a row. That's the key.
When things aren't running well over here, because I do the podcast, and there's problems, or things are cutting out, or if it's not
so
working.
Even if the on-air part's good, you can't enjoy it because you know this.
Because I'm listening back to it.
Yeah.
Because Scotty knows how many people go to the podcast and listen to them almost immediately after.
And also, I hate it when things go wrong that it doesn't show. So when Laura comes in and she'll go, "Do you know the 17 minutes of dead air in the middle of that 20-minute segment?" And I'm like, "No." Because I wouldn't.
Right.
No.
You did it right.
How does that happen?
Technology. What makes it a bad show for you, Laura?
Well, today I thought when the listeners can't really get involved, I don't like that. Because there's like so many things like I have written down of like, oh, let's do this. Oh, we can't do that
because
we don't have anybody having a conversation with us. So I miss like the listeners. And I always think it's like lonely. Not that you guys aren't fun, but it's a little lonely with just you guys and not anybody else's feedback.
So Laura doesn't like a show where she's lonely. I think that is fair and accurate. I agree with
you. Well, that's one. It's stressful. It's like, oh, we rely on you guys, the listeners, as much as they rely on us to get them through the morning. So I feel like the conversation's one-sided.
Yeah. When it is a bad show, like when things are going rough, and sometimes, here's the thing, a lot of times you may not know. You know, the goal is to try to be as professional as you can and continue, like, carry on, and maybe you wouldn't know. Maybe you wouldn't even notice that today was a bad show. Bad show in the sense that it didn't go the way we wanted, right? One thing that I will own is that when I feel like it's not going well, like if there's nothing to talk about or everything's dead in the world as far as nothing really to hang on to and you're kind of having one of those days, I don't want to take shit from anybody, right? Because when you're getting, when you're having a really hard time at work, you don't want your balls busted.
No.
You know? You don't want your balls busted. And that's a difficult thing for me to sort of master.
Mm-hmm.
I try. I really try. But sometimes it's hard, you know? That's it. When you have when your day is not going well, see, this would be a subject where I would love to open up the phones and say, how do you get over it in the middle of a bad day at work? How do you get through it? You know? You just got to soldier on.
Well, I mean,
you got to put your head down and get the job done.
If it's nothing on my end and the podcast don't work, there's nothing I can do about
it. And sometimes we have our best shows when we say, F it,
you know,
and
what?
We don't care.
There's nothing I can do about
right?
it.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, and I don't want to wash my hands of it. You know, like when the first day we worked from home during COVID, there was no doing the podcast.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're on
fire. Oh, my
God.
I was jonesing. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not working. Yeah. All I'm doing is sitting in this chair with a microphone in front of me.
Right.
Absolutely not. Well, I'm coming in.
Mm-hmm. Laura.
This week, I'm so stressed out where Monday was a holiday. I've only been able to come in Mondays and Wednesdays. Tomorrow is a Wednesday, and I haven't been in since last Wednesday. So I have a week's worth of like shows to put in the system. Mm-hmm. I have like so much to do, and I'm already dreading tomorrow, thinking it's going to be so bad trying to get everything I need done that I'm like, I skip going to the gym and just go in at 3?
You could tell me things that I can do to help. You could do that. I mean, we always say, can I do anything? And you're like, nope.
I did ask Roquel if he wanted to learn. He said, nope. I did say, hey, it's going to be really hard where I'm only in the office on 2 days a week. Should you learn
you
this to know how to
that?
Put
yep.
investments?
I watched
and
that.
He said, nope.
Too much?
Yeah.
Too
he
much?
He said, nope.
Yeah. Too much? Mm. Okay. All right. Well, anyway. So be it. It is.
I did try.
So today, and all of this, you know, then you sit there and I get in late today. My whole morning routine was off because I showed up 3 minutes before the show started, which for me is really rare, given that I'm usually here 90
it's
minutes
stressful.
Beforehand. So your whole day is kind of thrown a little bit off. But we did all right. We did all right for, you know, I mean, I think for the most part, but it didn't go the way we wanted. So there's the
did
explanation
not.
of our behind the scenes, what it's like when we have a bad show. And there are times when I get really angry, and then it just gets quiet.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't throw anything. I think you handled yourself fantastic.
I haven't thrown anything in a long time. I kicked a can.
You hit Chris Isaac a couple months ago.
At least a couple months ago. Yeah. Had it coming, though. Had it coming. It
wasn't his fault.
Well, Chris, you just happened to be in the bad spot. You had to be in the bad spot. You are missing the boat on Chris
Isaac.
You
would love him.
Because he is so good.
Because he does a lot of the Sun Records stuff.
Oh, my God.
Early rock stuff.
Whole lot of shaking going on, you know, all that stuff. Just he does great stuff.
That one song.
Wicked Game.
Where that girl's rolling around in the sand. Oh, it makes me cringe. I hate that song.
Let me tell you something. He is so much better than that one song.
He's pretty funny, too.
Oh, he's hilarious. And a really cool guy. You know, and when you think of him rolling around in the sand with that girl... That's a good video.
Yeah, that's a good video.
He's a good-looking dude,
does
too. Whole nother
he have
thing.
Any, like, does he have any other hits?
Doesn't
that
need him.
Played on the radio?
Yeah, he had some other not hit like that. That
not,
was a big hit.
Not pop hits. This is his biggest hit. But he's got
but
a lot of songs.
I think he would know a couple of others.
Yeah. He's so good. I love him. I'll buy every album he releases right out of the gate. Won't even pre-listen to it. That's how good he is. So, all right. Well, anyway. That's a little description of our
there
world.
There it is.
That's our world for a Tuesday.
And but so, now do you feel better? It's off your chest.
No.
Tomorrow, hopefully, I wasn't, can call in again.
I wasn't mad. I never was angry this morning. It just was one of those things that was going to happen. You had to ride it out.
And we did.
When things go wrong technically, my phone blows up. And when it's out of my control, you know, you sit there and go, I you know? It's the noise I make.
I got a pair of underwear.
Yeah, what are you doing?
It was in my pocket.
You have what?
Pair of my boxers.
I was just watching
pocket.
Him, and he pulled something out of his pocket. And
I don't
I'm like,
know what
those
doing.
Are those what? Are underwear.
Right. I had a doctor's appointment Friday, and I think I wanted to put a fresh pair of underwear on because it was 3 or 4 in the afternoon. My doctor's appointment. So I want to be, you know, I don't want to have
fresh.
A dirty pair of underwear.
You want to be fresh?
But I put my old pair of underwear in my jacket pocket because I was in the men's room.
So you've
so
been.
I just found it. Here's my boxers.
So you have dirty underwear in your pocket.
You can't make this shit up.
Nope.
You cannot make it up. Because I was watching him when he pulled it out of his hand,
like,
looked and said, holy crap, there's my underwear.
There's my pair of Reebok underwear.
Reeboks, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Wicked comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Guess I should put them in the dirty laundry.
Well, one would
no.
think.
I left them in my pocket.
One would think. Thank you. I thought he was going for the nose.
I wash your coat now, too.
I thought he was going to put them up there and go, oh, these are dirty.
Yep.
I thought that's
no.
what you were going to do.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for
he knows.
Hanging with us. Thank you for hanging with us. So there's our explanation of when the show goes south like it did today. Even though I think we did okay, given the situation. We had a lot going on. So, but nice job, you guys. Nice job, everybody.
We made it.
All right? And we'll be back tomorrow with a regular version, a non-recovery version of the Buzz 24/7. Hope you enjoy. And hopefully... Kelly will have a new pair of underwear to pull out of
fresh.
His jacket tomorrow.
Disgusting.
Freshies. All right. Enjoy the day, everybody.
Wow.
See ya.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.